Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, so I want to hear y'all's take on if this is considered cheating or not, okay? Now, cheating should be fairly straightforward. I would consider it rather binary. It's a one or a zero. It's true or false, right? And I generally subscribe to that for a long time. Cassie, why are you laughing so much?
I just love you. You're just bringing binary into this.
Well, you know, so yes, it's a yes or a no. But I was having a conversation with some friends recently, and this specific situation came up, and it actually was up for debate. So I want to hear y'all's thoughts, okay? So we all know the trope of you wake up and your lady next to you is all in a bad mood because she had a dream that you cheated on her, and it's not your fault, but in her head, it's as real can get.
For sure. If you're thinking about it, then you're gonna do it.
Right? Something like that, right? And generally speaking, you kind of brush that off as an inconvenience for your day. Of course, it sucks, but you have to be like, hey, I didn't do anything. This was made up in your own brain. Right. Okay? Now, let's think about this from the other side. Do you guys know what lucid dreaming is?
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
Okay, so lucid dreaming is essentially where you become aware that you are dreaming while dreaming. It sounds very woo-woo and crazy, but it's genuinely a real thing. And it's kind of like if you've ever watched Inception, that's actually based on this entire concept, right? And so I know it sounds like I'm incriminating myself because I know a lot about this, and I've actually like trained myself to be able to do this, but this is not about me, I promise.
Oh yeah, is this a story about a friend?
No, I'm being serious here. But basically, you have these sort of triggers and tells of while you're dreaming that lets you become aware of yourself dreaming. And when that happens, you are able to more or less control what happens as you dream.
See, okay. So I've had lucid dreaming before, right? And I was getting this confused in my head with sleep paralysis, which is something completely different.
Yes.
And so in my lucid dreaming though, like I don't really have a lot of control. The only control I ever had was I was in the dream, I was being chased, and then I realized I was dreaming, so I stop and I put my head down and I'm like, you're dreaming, wake up. It's one of those things.
I see. So the incredible thing about lucid dreaming though is that the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the more control you start to have over things. Okay, so
side note, have you heard all the stories about people who do lucid dream who have told the people in the dream that they know they're dreaming and what happens?
Whoa. No,
really? If you want a fun rabbit hole to go down on Reddit today, this is just a little tangent. The reactions to the people in the dreams when the dreamer says, I know I'm dreaming, I know this is a dream, are, woo, I'm getting goosebumps, are terrifying.
Sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
And so I used to do this a lot, like back in high school and early college, but I don't do it as much anymore. But a friend of mine is an avid practicer of this whole technique, right? And he basically came to us and was asking if he is willingly going on adventurous sexual exploitations with other women in his dreams that he has control of, but he is doing it in this sort of controlled false environment. Is that considered cheating on his girlfriend?
So let's say I'm hooking up with Alicia Keys. I wake up in the middle of it and I'm like, oh my God, this was awesome. And I can put myself back into sleep to continue that dream.
Or even more so, you can notice that you're dreaming and instantly you spawn in Megan Fox or whatever your celebrity crush is, and you can have relations with them in your dream, and you can make that happen at will.
So, because I feel like lucid dreaming is so niche, like very few people I feel have that talent. So for me, it would be like daydreaming, right? Like I was reading my ACOTAR book, and all of a sudden, there I am in my head with a shadow daddy, and with the shadow daddy. So I feel like that is somewhat equivalent, but like, so if you have in your head, like you have like this little dalliance in your head, then would that be considered cheating?
It wouldn't be considered cheating to me, but I'd be pissed. Like if Amanda said to me like, oh, I was having this dream with Chris Hemsworth, but I woke up in the middle of it, and then I had the ability to go back and have sex with Chris Hemsworth in... Yeah, I'm mad.
Because you're making the conscious choice to do that, yes. Right? And I was in that same boat. But honestly, Kristen, you bring up a really good point because I feel like that is very comparable of like if you were reading your spicy book and you were putting your imagination in the position of a character in there.
Yeah, it ain't Farrah. It's Kristen Klingsher from Lexington, Kentucky, breaking the curse. Yeah, for me, this is one of the reasons why I enjoy being single, so I don't have to think about these kinds of things, because when I'm with the Prince of Bloodshed or whatever Cassian's name is, I don't have to feel any guilt about it.
Yeah. All right, that's fair enough.
All right, again, morally gray.
Yes.
This is what this Burt Show is, morally gray.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.